abortions would be prohibited in Louisiana should Roe v. Wade be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, but the Constitution makes no mention of the matter. The measure was amended to show that abortions would be permitted to save the life of the mother or in instances of rape, and thus has to be voted on again by the House in Louisiana. Meanwhile, Texas has a bill banning late-term abortions for terminally disabled fetuses, and it heads to the House today after passing the Senate on Tuesday. The bill extends the state's ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy to include abortions prompted by severe fetal abnormalities. Iran says it will no longer fully comply with the nuclear deal it signed with the United States and five other nations. Today's announcement coming a year after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Iran saying in a statement the Islamic Republic will no longer abide by limits on keeping enriched uranium and heavy water reserves. And Denver voters have rejected a measure that would have decriminalized so-called magic mushrooms. 46% in favor, 54% were against. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two students from the school in custody. Now investigators want to know what their motive was for opening fire at a charter school near Denver yesterday afternoon, killing one classmate and wounding eight others. Governor of Colorado Jared Polis saying this morning,
"You know, as the father of two young children, I can hardly even imagine the horror and the grief that the families must be feeling. And of course, our prayers are for the complete recovery of the remaining victims."
That school's now closed for the rest of the week. Firefighters investigating an overnight blaze in Harlem, New York, where six people died, including four young children, ranging ages 3 to 11. Fire officials say they think it started in the kitchen and was accidental in nature. A one-day strike is set today for Uber and Lyft drivers, who say they need to make more. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years? The seventh reason is the pay or the salary. The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on Huntington Chamber Radio. Today we've got partly sunny, high of 68. Thursday, high of 59, mostly cloudy. Then Thursday night we go into a chance of showers with a low of 54. On Friday there's a chance of showers and then a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 76. Friday night more thunderstorms, but then the sun comes out again on Saturday with a high of 67. Saturday night more rain and then rain likely on Sunday, high of 60.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on 100 Chamber Radio. We are on Facebook Live today if you want to check us out at Happy 100 or look up Happy to Help. And I'm very excited today to welcome Karen Bellis. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Nicole. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
All right, great. And we, Karen is the owner founder of Cerezo Kitchen in Chatham, which has been open a few months. And why don't you kind of give us the overview of what Cerezo Kitchen is, what Cerezo means, and what inspired you to open this incredible restaurant?
Oh my goodness. Okay, there's so many things that inspired it, but basically, Cerezo means smile in Italian. And we have two sons, and one is 17. His name is LJ. He has Down syndrome. And he was kind of our inspiration to open a place. Being a parent of a child with special needs, you always have more concerns about their future. Having them have a place in the community. And my husband, Jim, who grew up in the restaurant business, has the know-how, and we thought maybe one day we would open a place where he could work and be safe and respected. And we have a 15-year-old, Nico, who grew up listening to stories about his grandfather and dad's restaurants, and I think he kind of wanted one of his own.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a true believer in kind of paying attention to the signs we get and what the universe is telling us, and last February, my husband and I took a walk one morning and just looked into town. There were some businesses that had for rent signs up. He wasn't that happy at his position with his job at the time because he had left the restaurant business for 20 years when we were married. And we always said that we might open a place one day just like Angie's. Now, Angie's Luncheonette was around with a prior owner for 26 years, but that place itself has been a luncheonette for almost 100 years.
Wow.
So the family were that owned it at the time were about to retire, and we went and had coffee with them and just spoke, and we walked out with a deal.
It was meant to be.
That was meant to be. And from that point on, Nicole, everything just kept showing up. Everything we needed just kind of came into place. I remember one day, once we decided we were going to take the leap, working on names for it. And I would, you know, my background is in advertising and graphic design and illustration and such. So I would make little presentations at the dinner table at night. All right, what do we think of this name? What do we think of this name? Everybody seemed to like Cerezo Kitchen. And I remember it was one day the boys were home. It was a snowstorm. And I was at the computer. And I'm thinking, I've got to design a logo for this. And all of a sudden, it's like it came. It, with very little effort, it showed up, and it's a yellow circle with the word Cerezo, and I looked at the letters that of the font that I chose, and I said, gee, that could be a face. And it turned into adding a smile underneath the letters, and I get goosebumps when I think about it.
Because I'm getting goosebumps.
It just felt like it was so meant to be. And from that point on, I remember we made a presentation to friends and family to let them know about the business and that we were going to be launching a Kickstarter campaign. And that we needed any help with maybe someone to make a Kickstarter video for us, if anybody knew a contractor, you know, all this kind of stuff. And at this gathering, a very dear friend of mine put her hand up and said, I have a friend that I went to high school with who's a director of photography, a videographer. Turns out he's an Emmy Award-winning director.
We'll take it, right?
Yes, Glenn Holston. And he came and he filmed the Kickstarter video for us with his crew at the restaurant. The prior owners were very much involved in the process with us. And my friend Sue Ellen helped fund the equipment and the editing and all that. And then that started. And then we said, well, we need to find a chef. So the day we posted an ad on Indeed.com, our chef showed up.
Wow.
Apparently, he was at a crossroads in his life with where he wanted to be working. He was putting in too many hours where he was. He wasn't seeing his family, and he was either going to get out or he had to find another position. He loved our mission, and I'll explain that to you a little bit, too, and he came aboard. His name is Ryan Chatfield. Along with him came some wonderful staff, some servers, a sous chef. Now we have another cook that's joined us. We thought it would be my husband and I and the chef to open the place, but the community and our family and friends have just embraced us so much for our mission. And by that, I mean we've agreed, or my husband's agreed, to allow us to close one day a week because I was begging him. I'd not been in the restaurant business, and I said, can we just please have one day just to ourselves as a family?
You need it.
Not, you know, servicing people and such. And so I got him to agree to Mondays, and we thought, all right, well, we've got a place for LJ, but there are a lot of families who have kids that, you know, it's very difficult for students with disabilities, once they graduate, to find purpose in the community, to find employers. A lot of parents still work, and they don't know what to do, you know, with their children's days. So we said, you know what? The place is going to be closed on Mondays. Maybe we can offer it up as a classroom. And we thought, what better place to start than with our son's school, which was right in town. And we reached out to them, and we told them what we were thinking, and they embraced it. They loved it. So the program is still somewhat in its infancy, but we've had the students with us for a good 3 months. They are on their graduating class, so they are on the verge of becoming employable. I designed aprons for them.
Aww.
They come in every Monday, and at this point, they're in a groove. They know what to do. The servers do not prep the restaurant on Sunday nights for Tuesday morning service. They leave everything, and the students come in, and they clean the tables. They fill the sugar caddies. They fill the tea baskets, salt and pepper shakers, the service stations. They stock them with napkins, the straws, clean the menus, and set the tables. What we did is we took photographs of the setup and sent it to the teachers, and the children studied them so they know what to do. And now we're on to role-playing, which is really exciting. So now they'll set up situations where they come in and they meet and greet each other. They hand each other menus, take an order, serve make-believe coffee, tea, bring water. Mm. And now we're working with picking up from the service station. And they hear the bell ring. They know that the food is ready to come at the window and pick it up and serve it. So what we've agreed to do is, as kind of a graduation exercise, we have them serving a lunch right after they set up on the last Monday of the program, which will be in a few weeks. They'll be serving their family and friends as well as fellow students, and we'll have a very kind of modified menu for them so they can take the orders, and we'll have a couple of staff on premise to help us. And, of course, one of the chefs will need to be there. And then we'll hand out diplomas for them. And I have to say, we've had some of the parents come into the restaurant following their children being in the program and seeing how happy the kids are with it, how much they look forward to it. And one mom said that her daughter sets the table in the kitchen the same way we set it up at the restaurant every night. And then when she goes out to eat, she rearranges the sugar caddies.
I love it.
So that they are the way we do them at the restaurant. Aww. And we also have the school helping us with any promotions that we do. They print mugs for us. They print T-shirts. They print tote bags. There's a whole program called Skill at the school, which is called ECLC, Education Community
Education, Careers, Life, Correct. And Lifelong Community. I looked it up.
A wonderful acronym retainer. Thank you. Yeah. There are two campuses. The one that we live closest to is in Chatham, and they have a program called Skill, which helps prepare our kids for employment. They'll take in a lot of outside work in the community. They'll print napkins, invitations, stuff envelopes.
Nice.
Do copies. And so I keep them. I should say we keep them really busy.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break for some commercials, and we will be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith, and you're listening to Happy to Help on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We are on Facebook Live today, and we're talking with Karen Bellas. She's the owner, founder of Sorriso Kitchen in Chatham. Sorriso means smile in Italian, and we were talking, you said you and your husband have Greek and Italian roots, and do you speak Italian fluently?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, good. And well, so tell us about how your husband's history in the restaurant business and your background and your love of food and culture and family and how that manifests itself in the restaurant.
Right. Well, my husband Jim, both he and I grew up in households, I think, where food was kind of a part of a major conversation every day. I remember sitting at the table with my grandparents at breakfast, and they would be planning out what we were going to have for lunch and dinner. I mean, we love food. We love to eat. And I think, you know, the passion comes from also loving to entertain. We love to feed people. So when we were opening a restaurant, we were pretty adamant about the fact that it had to have, A good chef, and B, good quality food. I mean, all our food is, not all of it, I would say most of it is resourced from local farms. We use farms from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. We get fresh eggs, and we get fresh chicken, and we get fresh produce, and we use a company called Harvest Drop and Fossil Farms, and they are just blown away about the amount of stuff they need to deliver to us. I mean, I can't even tell you how many thousands of eggs we go through.
Well, the line is out the door, I've heard, every time. I haven't been yet, but everyone said the line is out the door.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I have to say the food is good, not because it's our place, but we wanted it to be. It's really not a complicated concept, but it seems to be really embraced because, you know, there's so many choices people can make where they're going to go eat. And we're very, you know, we're blessed that they come to us. And I think having the mission connected to it means a lot to folks. And also, you know, when I was designing the place, I wanted it to kind of make people feel the way our son LJ makes people feel. You know, he has this purity about him, this kind of just joy and acceptance and patience and, you know, not that it's easy being the parent of a special needs child. I don't want to mislead you. There are many, many challenges. But there is a beauty, there's a special quality to these children that bring the best out in people. I often liken it to kind of going to the park with a puppy. I mean, everybody comes over and wants to talk to you and say hi. And I remember once when he was probably 4 years old, I brought him to the eye doctor, and we were in the waiting room. And all he had was a little Blues Clues radio. And normally I would be very kind of cognizant of if he was invading anybody's space and keeping him seated with me. And this one day, I don't know why, I just kind of let him go. And I have to say, the meeting, the waiting room was filled with people kind of looking at their phones and reading or whatever and not looking very happy. And I have to say, within 15 minutes, my son transformed the waiting room. He, at one point, was sitting on the lap singing one of the songs from the radio with one woman. And it just all of a sudden occurred to me why he's here, you know, because when he was born, quite frankly, we didn't know we were having a child with special needs. I know myself, I was afraid to take him home. I didn't know what to do. And I know my husband felt it really, really deeply, but I have to say he's brought so many gifts, and I don't want to shortchange our other son because he is such a gift in so many other ways, too. He's 15. He's a bit of a musician. He plays three instruments. Mm. He plays guitar, piano, and saxophone, and he's got a great sense of humor, and he works every Sunday at the restaurant. He's saving money to put towards a car that he'll be able to get in a couple of years. So he's, you know, they're both on different levels learning the value of being an entrepreneur. And the fact that we're doing it all together makes it wonderful, because I know my husband's always happier when I'm in the restaurant with him or when the boys are there. And we're trying to teach LJ how to meet and greet. I have to say, quite honestly, many times it's so busy on the weekend that it gets a little overwhelming for him. So once school is done, mm-hmm. this summer, he'll have more of an opportunity to learn some more about setting the tables and such. But
I always remind people we do live in the Garden State, so we have this just amazing resource. Wonderful. That so you're lucky, you're right in the heart of getting all these good ingredients, and your chef probably appreciates that as well.
Ryan, it's like my husband says, when Ryan gets a delivery from the local farm, you know, he opens it up like it's Christmas morning. It's like I'm wrapping presents. He gets so excited about it. What we do is because our staff is so talented, you know, it's wonderful to have terrific breakfast and lunch items, but it's nice to let them spread their wings a little bit and do dinner. So what we've decided to do is monthly dinners at the restaurant, and they're very much more upscale than our regular menu is. We usually have a theme. We've done three so far. The first was Valentine's Day. The second was the International Day of Happiness, which we kind of took upon as our own because our tagline is Eat Happy, mm-hmm. All tied in with making people feel happy when they're there. And we had the third one the other night, which was the Best of Spring, and Ryan and our sous chef, Nika, put together a beautiful tasting menu of seven courses of the best that's available right now. Suckling pig and lamb and
any sort of scapes out yet?
Mushrooms, or sorry,
are the scapes, the garlic scapes out yet? I'm not sure. Maybe
I
not.
Don't know.
Yeah, no, but I mean, yeah, no, eat seasonal, right? That's the name of the game, right?
Yes, but beautiful spring vegetables and I have to say, we post these to our subscribers on our website, and we usually sell out within 24 hours. We dress the restaurant up beautiful in the evening. We put tablecloth down and light candles, dim the lights. We bring in a guitarist. We had a singer most recently.
Wow.
Everybody dresses up, and I have to say, we really put on quite a show. We're very proud of everybody and what they do. So it's a whole other level that we take it to. And the way the restaurant I started to describe before, the way the restaurant is designed is, like I said, we want people to feel good being there. It's very bright and sunny. And I've designed this wallpaper that appears above the banquette. It's all black and white graphics of type and images about kind of our story and some messages to customers. There are some beautiful quotes there about you know, always being kind, and how the purpose of life is to find your meaning, and the meaning of life is to find your purpose, and purpose of it is to give it away or to share it. I might be misquoting that, but it's just really a place where we want people to feel good. There's so much wrong with the world right now that it's nice for people to walk in and feel
and
good. And
I always love atmosphere. So for me, I mean, food is good, but I love a space, like the vibe in the space. And I think you mentioned that earlier, that you, in one of the articles I read, you said you were on a walk with a purpose, and then you stumbled into Angie's, had the conversation, and then everything just started to come together. And I think that happens if you allow it to, you know, if you invite it in.
Right.
So,
and pay attention to it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm very much into that.
Pay attention to it.
So you're an artist, so you definitely have that whole vibe, right? So.
Well, it was kind of a nice, I have to say, it was a nice partnership of my husband with his restaurant background and my background in design. I've never designed a restaurant. That was my biggest challenge. But, you know, my husband grew up in a family where I think his dad might have had 14 places over the years.
Wow.
Restaurants and diners. They're a family from Seacliff, New York, which is in Long Island. And they had a 350-seat seafood restaurant
on
the water for 26 years called Jimmy's Backyard. And I'm sure a lot of people listening have said, oh, I've eaten there. And it was really an institution back then. And a lot of special times people celebrated there. And I didn't meet my husband until he opened his own little place, also in Port Washington, called Pazzo, which means crazy in Italian. And it was, you know, that's a story too, how we met. And he said, you know, I don't want to be in the restaurant business if we're going to be married and raise a family. So he left. He went to corporate America. He worked for American Express and Tiffany and Dean and DeLuca, and he had a good run with it all. But I know his heart still was in the business. So. It just felt like this is why we're supposed to be here, you know. It's, and there are so many definitions of success in a business. If you're going to open a business, yes, of course, your bottom line is you want to make money. But if you look at how else you can serve the community, I hope we inspire others to just think, if they take an hour out of their week and bring in students like my son LJ and teach them their business, it can help change their future. You know, if you run a bank, if you own an office, if you have a boutique, these children are so grateful to be part of the community. We had a young man yesterday who were trying out as a busboy, and it was his first day with us, and it was a bit of a challenge, but we're going to work with him. And he went home, and he was ecstatic. He told his mom about how he'd earned tips, and he just was really happy to be there. And we have another young man working with us with special needs, and he just keeps asking for more hours. So they are capable of so much. We just have to give them more opportunity.
Right, and they bring so much joy and atmosphere and innocence to the environment. It just creates a sense of community. My husband grew up with a special needs sister, and it just brought another dimension to the family of just pure love, joy, existence. So I think it's a gift. It's a, you know, but like you said, it's got challenges and also the restaurant business is not an easy undertaking. Like, I'm going to open a restaurant. It'll be so fun.
Yes. And that was one business I've never worked in before, I have to say. So I'm learning. They all tease me because I'm kind of the rookie in the group. They go, you never sit down anymore when you eat in a restaurant. You always stand.
I know, right? Yeah.
Or someone doesn't show up and then you're filling their shoes and.
Yeah, never a dull moment.
Right.
Yeah.
The grease trap, something will happen or, you know, so I'm learning. But I have to say, knock on wood, we've not had any major catastrophes. And the staff, they all seem to be happy to be there. We treat them well, I think. We appreciate them. And I know as someone who worked for employers for many, many years, how much that means. People need to feel appreciated.
Right. Do you think it's like the cheers of Chatham, would you say? Like everyone just walks in and knows your name. And
it's definitely part of that. I mean, we got so much wonderful press. I mean,
right.
We were featured in the magazines and the local websites. And it's been terrific. And the connection with the school. You know, I think if you do good, good comes back to you.
Yeah, so, people do well by doing good. I say that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And we're not like riding on that. We really are trying very hard. Yeah. We're striving to be the best that we can.
Well, you're invested. You're engaged.
Yes,
you know the community. You know the challenges. You know how to help. Yeah. So you're happy to help.
That's right.
I know, and I love it. So I'm so happy they could be on because I think people have a hunger for human connection, and you got to eat, right? So I think when people create these spaces in Basking Ridge, where I live, there's Liberty Corner has this Priscilla's Pantry, and she's created this great space. Like every mom within a 10-mile radius is there at least one day a week doing something. And but people need the space to connect organically, not just online. And so it's yeah. So and the, like you said, it is. I haven't been there yet, but I've looked at all the pictures. It's bright. It's sunny. It's airy. It's yeah. I mean, and you can feel that if everybody's happy to be there, you can sense that.
It's funny. People will say that to us, too. They'll look around and they go, oh, this place makes me so happy. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for opening. We had a woman come to one of the dinners, and she brought gifts for Jim and I and the chef. Aww. With a card. Thank you for coming to town.
Nice.
It's surreal sometimes, Nicole. It's just, it's quite a ride, and we're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to go. You know, we hope eventually maybe it'll expand to other communities where it can do the likes. It can... We can offer a place where they can connect with other schools. We also want to expand the program in our school on Monday. You know, we started with one class because we have to kind of work out all the kinks.
Right.
But we would love to open it up to more, maybe younger children as well.
Yeah, and I had John Tompkins on the show in January, and so he has a chocolate shop in Randolph, and he has kids from the local high school that are special needs come help him in the chocolate shop.
Wonderful.
Once every couple, or I don't know if it's a month to month or what, but yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely, you guys are setting the stage or creating the model for this, and I think it's being well received, so it's a good thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So what tantalizing specialties do you think people come in? I mean, obviously some kind of egg dish, right? And then waffles, and what's the hot dish right now or that people seem to like the most?
You know, we hear a lot when people look at the menu, they go, I want to eat it all. I don't know what to order. I have to say our maple bacon beauties are quite a treat. They are chunks of bacon that are...
Say no more.
I don't even want to tell you how they're prepared. With maple bourbon syrup and pecans that are roasted with brown sugar and such, they're a treat. All the egg dishes are delicious. We have these skillets that Ryan and Nika make where Ryan takes fingerling potatoes and confits them, and they are to die for. And I have to say, I'm not a big potato person, but I eat these probably more than I should. People go on about them and rave about them. You know, they're not the... Jim and I were very adamant about, we don't want the typical breakfast. We don't want the slimy breakfast potato, hash brownie kind of home fry things. So all the batters are made fresh daily for the waffles and the pancakes. All the sauces are made, the aioli, the soups are made fresh daily. We have paninis. We get all our baked goods from Balthazar, which makes a difference.
Yum.
Because the quality of the bread is key. You know, being Italian, you have to
have
bread.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
And, you know, each of my sons has a dish named after them, and LJ's is the LJB panini. And that's a very popular one that has grilled chicken. It has avocado, bacon, and cheese in it with a pesto. And people love that one. And our fries are wonderful.
What's Nico's dish?
Nico's is the Nab burger, and it has a fried egg on it with arugula and cheese.
Okay.
So,
and you have avocado toast.
Avocado toast to die for. And it's on this fresh sourdough bread, and sometimes we sprinkle a little feta cheese on it, and that's really delicious. Our burgers are wonderful. It's... brisket and short rib blend. Our salads, we're going to be introducing a watermelon and arugula and feta salad. And we have delicious kale salads. We have all homemade tuna salad, which everybody raves about. It's got minced up red onion in it. We have something called crazy chicken salad, which has craisins and almonds in it.
Yikes, you didn't bring me any samples, did you?
No,
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
No, that's very all yummy, so I'm definitely going to have to make my way over there, and you should too. So tell us where it is, the website, the Facebook, the Instagram, so people can start feasting with their eyes before they get there.
Sure. Okay, it's Soriso Kitchen, Sorriso Kitchen, and it's at 252 Main Street in Chatham. And the website is www.sorrisokitchen.com. And we are on Facebook. You can just search out our name. We're on Twitter the same. We have, I just have to give a shout out to our social media person who is a dear friend of mine, and she does this purely out of the love she has in her heart for what we're doing. Her name is Polly Peters, and she is a talented writer, and she does an amazing job. She's on it. She takes care of everything because that has become a full-time job. It's like my husband Jim said when he opened his restaurants. You know, it was purely dependent upon either word of mouth or advertising you did locally or, and such, but now everything gets blasted everywhere. We get people that come in, Utica, New York, you know, Tom's River. We read about you. We heard about you. And it's just wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
So. Well, and I'm sure you have plenty of great opportunity to snap shots of the dishes as they come out and post those on Instagram or whatever.
We do. You can see they're on our website. There's lots of beautiful photographs. We have a wonderful photographer who's a Chatham resident named Jennifer Lavelle, and she takes photos for us.
What about parking? Because I know downtown.
Parking can be a bit of a challenge. You can park on the street. Free, but there's, I think, a 1.5 to 2 hour limit. There are some municipal lots around the corner. There are several handicapped spaces. We're trying to work on getting some more.
Okay, and you probably take the train in.
We are a block from the train station. I know, right? Absolutely. So if anybody wants to come in from local area or even from the city, I mean, we're a block away.
Yeah, when the kids were little, we took the train from Far Hills to Summit, you know, just to be on the train and then ate somewhere and then train back just for like a little, you know, adventure. So they can train to Chatham, right? It's a great, because the kids love the train.
They
do. You know, yeah, it's a great day outing. I love the trains. I mean, the Northeast, and that's the thing about New Jersey or the Garden State. There's so many cute local downtowns with adorable shops eat local, shop local. And I love that about living here and right here in Flemington. We've got amazing stuff. So it's definitely worth just, you know, you don't have to go into the city. You can you can experience so much right here, and you don't have to schlep. So it's really good.
There are a lot of sweet shops down in town in Chatham, too.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
Two blocks from a park.
Yeah.
And they're going to be opening up a new ice cream store there. There seems to be more of a kind of almost like a resurgence happening now. We're going to have a French patisserie coming in.
Wow.
So, it's really exciting.
Well, and I did mention to you that I was at Healthy Italia last night, which is in Madison, doing a cooking or making soup for Soup Sisters, which they're going to be on the show, and I think in the fall, they make soup and distribute it to battered women's shelters and other nonprofits. So yeah, it was, there's just so many opportunities to do good and eat at the same time. So,
so and both things make people very happy.
Right. Well, and that's what one lady said last night. She's like, my belly's full and my soul is full and I'm so happy. And you know, that's what it's all about. Yeah. So, that's amazing. And I think I read on your website that you're going to maybe open up the space for after hours, like fundraisers or events, or is that?
Yeah, I mean, we do catering on premise and off as well. We've done a bunch of that. But yeah, we might have some workshops there, maybe for families of special needs children. I was just talking with Jim the other night about perhaps maybe a couple of times a month having the graduates of our program, as well as maybe some other young adults with disabilities, to serve maybe coffee and dessert.
Now, this way
they can almost accumulate a resume then and say, I've worked here, I've served, and gets, you know. So I don't want them to just abandon it if they don't get employed right away.
Right.
So we're going to do what we can. We're still very much work in progress.
Yeah.
Every day I get a new idea.
I know, that's great.
Like, all right, well, what we can do, what can we try?
Well, no, I mean, it's so exciting. There's so much going on. So that's great. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning. This is Nicole Smith. You're listening to Happy to Help on 100 in Chamber Radio. We're on Facebook Live today, and we've gotten a couple comments already from some folks listening in. So thanks for listening and welcome. And we are going to talk more about Cereso Kitchen, CerisoKitchen.com. Look them up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can follow them and look at the pictures of all the yummy food that they're creating and make your way down to Main Street in Chatham and take a visit into this amazing space they've created and taste the food. And we're going to go back in time a little bit and talk about how you and Jim met, because you met at his diner or restaurant, you said?
His restaurant, okay. Yeah. And first, I want to apologize for anybody listening who's heard this story 100 times before.
Well, I haven't heard it, and I want to hear it, so.
I'm sure people are rolling their eyes. Besides my home, I think my favorite place in the world is Italy to go to. I've been there 8 times, and I've studied art there a little bit, and at some point I want to live there for a little while. And I always come home with something special when I have these trips. And probably one of the most special gifts I got when I had come home from a trip to Amalfi was meeting my husband, because it was there that I tried this drink called limoncello. This was back in 96, before everybody was drinking it. And I was working in Garden City at the time, and a girlfriend and I went to Port Washington to go see a movie called Surviving Picasso, I remember, with Anthony Hopkins. It was only playing in that theater. And we went to get a bite to eat following, and we walked into my husband's restaurant, Pazzo, which I mentioned earlier. And it was an Italian bistro. And I sat down, had a lovely meal, and I just happened to glance over, and I saw in the dessert case bottles of limoncello. And I said to my girlfriend, let's go to the bar and have a drink. I want you to taste this. I had this in Italy. So I walk over to the bar, and we sit together, and my husband was bartending that night, because I think it was a Thursday night, and his bartender had just called in sick, and he couldn't get anybody else, so he just did it. And ordered the drink, served it up to us, and we started to talk. And I heard somebody say something to him in Greek, which meant he was celebrating his name day. So I looked at him and I said, oh, are you Greek? And he said, yeah, are you? I said, yeah, I'm Greek and Italian. And he said, it's my name day today. Oh, and I wished him a happy name day. And I have to say, we sat and we were drinking the limoncello, and it didn't taste anything at all like I had in Italy. And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's because I'm not looking at the ocean. And maybe. But as it turned out, it was a quality of limoncello that was not the finest, and he couldn't get rid of the stuff. So he said, when you came to the bar, he said, I saw two attractive women come to the bar. And he said, I gave you these big tumblers of it. He said, I thought, So one thing led to another. We started to talk, and he took my number and called me, and we went out. And I found out later that that was kind of a forced promotion that he had to do at the restaurant. His partner, his father, had a connection with somebody who was supplying this limoncello, and he said, you're going to give it to your guests, and we're going to have somebody come in with an accordion and sing. And apparently my husband served it, and everybody was just, what are you trying to do to me, Jimmy? This is terrible. Aww. I can't drink this. So anyway, he shelved it. You know, he was putting it in wherever he could. So time passed. We got engaged. We were getting married, and I had an idea. As I said, I have ideas all the time. I said, why don't I get funky little bottles, and let's just put the limoncello in the bottles and give it out as the wedding, just as kind of a goof. And I created a little hang tag that told our story, and I attached it, and we gave that out at the wedding. So we got rid of all that nasty lemon jello, and we told everybody, don't drink it, whatever you do.
Or you save it till the end. Like, you know, you get everybody, give them the good stuff first, and then, like, right, late in the evening, give them that, right?
Right.
That's funny.
So that was kind of a fun story. So
then did he sell the restaurant shortly after that or pass it on because he wanted to go into corporate America? I mean, that's kind of a hard transition.
That was interesting, too, yeah, because he'd known nothing but the restaurant business his whole life. And that's, you know, like you say, you got to pay attention. The universe puts things in your path. He decided that he was going to sell because we were getting married, and he had an opportunity through a friend to interview for a job with American Express. And he didn't have any corporate experience, so he thought, how on earth am I going to get myself noticed with the interviewer? You know, it was a man named Jose Cifuentes. He was a lovely man. So I remember Jim calling me at work and saying, I can send him my resume, but it's not going to be enough. It's just going to be with the other resumes. And I said, he said, I know he's staying at the Garden City Hotel. I said, well, why don't you send him a drink? He said, but then again, I don't know if he has any kind of an issue with alcohol.
Yeah, you don't know, right?
You don't know. I said, well, send a Perrier. So he did. He went over to the hotel, and he paid someone, a waiter, to bring up his resume on a silver tray with a Perrier. And that's how Jim
With the extra mile.
With the extra mile.
Wow.
His before boss told us at the time that a knock came at the door. I had just made up my mind. I had like two candidates I was between. He said, and there was a knock at the door, and there was your resume with a Perrier for me. And I said, I got to look at this. And I read it, and he said, and it reminded me of me, made me think of myself. And he said, I had to meet you. And once he met my husband, who is really a very personable person, he's very bubbly, and he's perfect for the restaurant business, he ended up hiring him. And I remember he and I were in my apartment, we were eating Chinese food in front of the television, and the phone rang. And I heard Jose's voice on the other end with his thick accent. May I speak to James Bellis, please? And I said, sure. And I'm jumping up and down holding the phone. And he got the job.
Oh, my gosh, yay.
So that was the start of his corporate career. And I have to say, I'm proud of him. He did really, really well. And at the time he was with Tiffany, was not too shabby for me, I have to say. That employee store was nice.
Nice perks. That's great.
Yeah, and he worked virtually a lot, which helped because he was around a lot with me, with the boys. And especially when LJ was little, you know, you have a lot of early intervention going on. There are therapists coming into your home, and you have your speech therapist and your physical therapist and such. And it was a lot easier having him there to do it all. And also, you know, he'd help me with the kids, picking up, dropping off, and the boys got to see their father, which was exactly the opposite, unfortunately, of the experience he had, because his dad wasn't home much.
Yeah, well, the restaurant business is so tough.
Yeah,
so
and they
tough.
Were there all the time, too.
Yeah, and I mean, 350 seats, I mean, that's ginormous. So, wow. I mean, well, my mother-in-law, they grew up in a restaurant in Pennsylvania, and she said from the age of 10, all she did was peel potatoes her entire life.
Right, right.
So everyone's, I mean, I think, you know, people think it sounds so glamorous, but it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah, but yours, yeah. I mean, this is, it's small and inviting, but it's right. Nice that you, you know, you have set hours, and, you know, you don't have the alcohol, and the, like, it's a whole other ball game. And
it's simplified, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We have dinner as a family every night together,
nice.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And the weekends are very different, I have to admit. Our weekends have changed.
Yeah.
And having Monday off is nice because there are a lot of holidays where the boys will be off on Monday, so we'll have that time together.
Yeah. And I think that's common in New Jersey because I know restaurants, local restaurants by us, they're closed on Mondays. I mean, people, you know, if you,
yeah.
you know that people got to have a break, you know,
you do.
Right?
You do.
You don't eat your pizza for one day, you know. Or whatever, you know, so,
right.
Yeah, so no, I think people are realizing you got to take time for you, the balance thing, right? You know?
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's definitely important. It's the make or break.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some time here. So, what do you have a favorite place in Italy since you've been? I've been to Cinque Terre, which is nice, and you know, everyone's Rome. What I don't know. What's your favorite? Are you partial to the art because of your art? Or more food, or both?
Everything about Italy.
Okay.
It's such a place of the senses. When I graduated college, my dad took me on a Perillo tour for 15 days. That was my gift, which was fantastic.
Nice.
And everybody thought I was his girlfriend, which was pretty funny. And then when I told everybody that I was his daughter, a lot of the divorcee women on the bus were like, oh, can you introduce me to your father?
Yeah, that's funny.
It was quite an experience. Anyway, we had a blast. So it was nice to get a sampling of everything. And then I went back the next year, and then I went back the year after. And I have to say, of all the places I visited, Tuscany is my favorite. I did a study abroad program there for 3 months, and I stayed in a beautiful walled city called Lucca. And I have to say, that was probably one of the finest times of my life. All I had was a bicycle. I went by myself. And I lived in an apartment, and I went to art class and Italian class, and I lived like a native. I made friends with a lot of the folks there, and I think I must have lived there before. I don't know. It's just such a special place for me. I had the privilege of going to Calabria 2 summers ago with my cousin and his wife and my husband to the town where my dad was born, which is Sant'Andrea and the region of Catanzaro. And I got to see a whole other part of Italy, which has got a lot of Greek influence because of the location. Absolutely loved it. Discovered we had family that live in Edison, New Jersey, who have a home there and visit every summer. They spend, I think, from May to September there. So I discovered them through Facebook, the beauty of social media, and hooked up with them, and they took us around. They showed me the village where my father grew up, because unfortunately my father's passed. We never got to do that trip together, and it was just inspiring, and I want to take the boys there. And we also went to Greece. Jim and I's first vacation was to Greece. Mm-hmm. We did Athens and Santorini and Mykonos. And we visited the island of Samos, which is where Jim's family is from, as well as Sparta. And, oh, my goodness, it was just spectacular. There's a beach there called Kokkari Beach, and that's my maiden name. It's Kokkari.
Wow.
So I said, I got to investigate this. This is my beach somehow. I don't know what this connection is. But, you know, growing up in that kind of environment of Greek and Italian cultures, there's so much passion. There's passion about family. There's passion about food. There's passion about music. And going over to the countries and seeing how your people live, you're inspired. You try and bring a little bit of that home with you. We as Americans, we work way too hard. Their quality of life is so much better. Their food is just, oh, my God, outstanding. The aromas, when you walk down a street, I remember the flavors of the tomato in Greece and just the aromas of Italy. And I remember standing at a villa, a winery, one of the days that I was studying out there, they took us to this beautiful winery. It was called Villa Maiorchi, I believe it was called. And they had some opera singing students who were sharing the apartment with us come and do a performance. And they're singing, and the sun is setting over the vineyards, and we're drinking wine and eating food that was just practically orgasmic. And I just started to cry. And I remember this guy, Andrew, that was next to me, he said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "Just look at this beauty. This just... it was surreal. It was absolutely beautiful." And I said, "I could die right now. I'd be perfectly happy."
I know. You're just moved on such a human level, right?
Nice.
Yeah, no, nice. I love that. I say that all the time. My kids get so mad. I'm like, "Oh, this is so good. It's orgasmic." And they're like, "Stop." Like,
they get so smiled when I said that.
I know. I think it's hilarious, and they hate it. So it's so funny. But no, I mean, that's great. I mean, I think everyone just, you know, needs to slow down and find your purpose, you know, just if, because people are like, "Well, what is my purpose? I don't know what my purpose is, and what do I need to do?" And I think, well, part of it is stop, slow down, sit in the sun, sit under a tree, go for a walk, be quiet, turn off your phone. Exactly. And exactly. And like a lot of times when I'm in the car, I don't have any radio on. I don't have anything. Even when I'm at home cooking or whatever, I just silence. You know, because things can come to you if you just pay attention, like you said. So so your purpose is out there. If you're stuck or you're confused or you're stressed, I mean, all you have to do is stop. You know, I mean, there. I told my daughter there's a 1 minute meditation. I think it's on Facebook or something. But 1 minute, mm-hmm. y'all. That's all you need right. is 1 minute to kind of regroup and calm down. So, I think that people can. But if you're looking for a purpose, or you're looking for something new and exciting, then you can go to Cerezo Kitchen in Chatham. And,
well, I'll just help you find your purpose.
Yeah, well, because you're in that space, and yeah. you know, and then they can read the inspiration, the quotes on the wall, and meet the people and feel the energy. Mm-hmm. Like you've heard about these people that are dying to get pregnant, and they go to this special grocery store. You know, there's this aura about this, or things build, and they're like, they go, you know, buy a banana from this grocery store, and then they get pregnant. Like, oh, yeah. There's all these random, you know, but there, I mean, I really do believe there's energy in certain environments. Absolutely. And you can tap into that mm-hmm. if you just allow it to happen. So,
and I think you find a lot of the answers inside yourself too, if you just listen. I mean, you, your body tells you if something feels right or not. You know, if you get that gut wrench,
yeah.
this isn't right.
Well, yeah, there's so much to, when they say, do you feel it in your gut? What's your gut telling
exactly.
you? There's definitely, it's centuries of history behind that. It's okay. not just
it's
a
not
modern.
Concept,
yes,
right.
exactly.
Right.
So I think, so Karen Bellas, thank you so much for sharing your story and how you're helping the community. You're helping special needs. You're bringing food and love and all kinds of atmosphere to Chatham and to New Jersey. So I thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled U.S. House Judiciary panel is at this hour considering a contempt of Congress citation for Attorney General Bill Barr and the entire Justice Department. The department having declined to honor a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
The administration has announced, loud and clear, that it does not recognize Congress as a co-equal branch of government with independent constitutional oversight authority.
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Gerald Nadler. Meanwhile, the top Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says of the latest Democratic efforts,
what a cynical, mean-spirited, counterproductive, irresponsible step it is.
The White House accusing the Democratic-controlled panel of blatant abuse of power by seeking the full report with a subpoena. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Police in Colorado have just said that one of the suspects in yesterday's deadly school shooting is a 17-year-old girl. She's in custody along with 18-year-old Devin Erickson, the two apprehended after a shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch outside Denver that left one dead and eight injured. The school not far from Columbine High School is closed now for the rest of the week. following a New York Times report that said President Trump's businesses lost more than $1 billion in the 80s and 90s. The president on the defensive on Twitter this morning. Because of the losses, Trump paid no federal income taxes for several years. But he tweets that the report is a fake news hit job. He says the real estate developers back then took massive write-offs that would show up as losses, as a tax shelter. He calls it a sport. A deadly overnight fire in Harlem, New York, kills 6 people, including 4 kids. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Denver is trying to be the first city in the nation to decriminalize magic mushrooms. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's...